Dad's company is having problems with their new building, and it's making him anxious. How can I help him?
The Bible has so many good things to say about being anxious. Just look and see. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids, everyone. My name is Zach, and I'm glad that you're listening today. Have you ever been so worried about something that you just couldn't sleep at night? Maybe it was a final exam at school, or maybe a problem going on in your family. Either way, when you can't sleep, it's hard to concentrate on anything. Solomon wrote some timely words in Psalm 127 when he said, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." Our story today is called Ethan Helps Dad. Ethan could not believe how mad Dad had been lately. Mom said it was because his company had run into major problems with the construction of a building they were putting up. She said something about the state inspector not approving the plans Dad had drawn for the electrical wiring. "I sure don't understand any of that," Ethan thought. "All I know is Dad's like a bear with a sore foot." Ethan heard Mom say the problem was beginning to affect Dad's health, too. He wasn't eating much, and there were dark circles under his eyes. Ethan had heard Mom telling Dad he needed to get more sleep. Dad replied in a gruff tone, "Doesn't do any good to go to bed. Can't sleep anyway." For devotions each evening, Ethan had been reading from the book of Psalms. When he came to Psalm 127, the first two verses seemed to jump right off the page. "Dear God," Ethan prayed, "please help Dad trust you with his problems so he can sleep." In the middle of the night, Ethan woke up. He went to get a drink and saw a light in Dad's study. Sure enough, there sat Dad with his head in his hands, staring at his plans for the wiring. Ethan approached him timidly. "Dad, can I show you a verse I read tonight?" he asked. Dad rubbed his eyes. "All right," he said. Ethan got his Bible and read the verse. "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." Dad pondered the words, then reached out and gave Ethan a hug. "Thanks, Ethan. Let's both go to bed." The next morning, Ethan couldn't believe his ears. Dad was whistling. "Ethan, this morning I found the error in my plans," Dad told him. "I don't know why I never saw it before. Guess my brain was too muddled by worry and lack of sleep when I should have been trusting the Lord." He tousled Ethan's hair playfully. "Did you know Psalm 127 also talks about how children are gifts from God? Last night you reminded me how true that is." Ethan grinned and the two exchanged high fives and headed for the breakfast table. So how about you? Do you lie awake at night and worry about things? Perhaps about a test, moving to a new school, or how you can get money for camp? The Bible says it's useless to lie awake and worry because God promises to take care of his children. He's working things out for your good even while you're sleeping. So trust him to provide for you and get a good night's sleep. Our key verse is Psalm 127, verse 2.
"It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones."
And our key thought today, don't worry, trust God. When you sign up for the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, you can get this year's Zach Pack. You'll find my favorite blue Fundana, a brand new journal for you to write down questions and prayer requests, and red, blue, orange, and green pens that light up like flashlights. Check out the Zach Pack at wordwithzach.org and tap Materials in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.